Hey, hello everybody. This is Jenny, blessing giver here in Alaska, and I'm managing the conference call board again today for Glenda, who's healing from an injury. If not before the just before the blessing, she'll be or if not before, she'll be on the call to do the invocation before the blessing. So in the meantime, I'd love to take your call. And if you have any blessing requests, blessing stories, or any appreciations and celebrations of life, I'd love to have you share. I'll try to get to as many calls as I can. Looks like we already have some here. I do have a friend who wanted to include her brother, Don, in the blessing call today. So I'll start off with that. Just let me look at the board here quickly. It's very odd. I don't see all the numbers. So we'll start taking the calls and we'll get going. Okay, we have a call.
Hi everybody. This is Glenda.
Oh, hi Glenda.
Hey, I wasn't able to sign in as a host. I got here too late. but I wanted to say hello to everyone and thank all of the blessing givers for showing up so in such numbers. We're going to have a great call today.
Great. I'm glad you're here. we'll have to figure out this little glitch.
Yeah, it's okay, Jenny, because I am on the board, and you just keep on and take calls and we'll just keep me unmuted, and maybe we can both reply to people. That would be great.
That sounds good. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We have a call here from, well, I'm not sure who it is. Anthony, maybe? I can't tell. The area, oh, after I press on it, the number shows. It's area code 408. You are on.
Hello. Hi, this is Tony and Judy McGett again. Yeah, so we just want to send greetings and love and prayers. We were very concerned when we heard, Glenda, that you got injured your arm and your elbow. My heart went out to you. But we did some prayers right away, and we're just glad that we can all be here together. You know, it's kind of funny. It seemed like, there's such challenges that we have going on right now, but when this event happened and as challenging as this is, it seems like there's certainly an opportunity for the blessing and the healing and the grace that comes out of this. So yeah, I just feel kind of energized and hopeful. And I also want to mention some friends. We have some friends that we've been praying for, and we've been including them on the blessing call. Their names Tiger and Laura. Laura came down with very severe stage 4 cancer. Now, she's been healing.
No.
Yeah, but she's been healing miraculously. And so I really want to acknowledge God for the blessing of witnessing her life, her healing, and that the energy of the Christ blessing in this community has also been involved in supporting that. And they're doing fantastically well. Just amazes me how well that's going. So it's just a word of gratitude, and we're so grateful to be here, and we're glad that it sounds like you're doing better already, Glenda.
Well, I get better every day. I didn't realize how sometimes the healing can be more of a crisis than the hurt. there are interesting little ups and downs as I progress, but I'm getting back on my feet, and I'll be there soon. Thanks to everybody for your support.
Thank you.
Okay, now we have a call from area code 817. You are on.
Hi, this is Pam. At first, I was just calling to say, yes, we can hear you, but also just to add to everyone else's well wishes and prayers for Glenda, because we love you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I felt the love of this community just tremendously. And I've got some lovely things to say in return to it. But first, we want to hear from everyone who needs a blessing, because I certainly am not the only one. So, Pamela, is there a particular way we can offer you a blessing today?
No. No. My life is wonderful.
Well, that's a blessing in itself.
Absolutely.
We'll just share your blessing, your blessed life, with others. How's that?
That's great. Thank you.
Sure. Oh,
thank you. Okay, now we have a call from area code 612. You're on.
Yes. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Go ahead. Yes. Yes, I am Leola, and I'm sending my warmest best wishes to Glenda, and also I'm asking for a blessing for my niece. Her name is Christine. She has an aneurysm near her heart and one near her head, in her head. So anyway, thank you for the blessing for her.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll include Christine in the blessing today. Okay, we have a call from, we've just gotten lots of calls today. We have a call from Mary. Hi, Mary. Mary,
I just wanted to send my deep love, and actually my mother is sitting here with me. My mom is 80 years old. Her name is Kathleen, and for all these many years, whenever the blessing is going on, my mom is in her room praying the rosary for Glenda and all of those who are receiving the blessing. So she's doing that as we speak.
How sweet.
Yeah, so Glenda is, and everyone is surrounded by the love of mothers.
I feel touched.
And we also, my mother actually reminded me this morning, we were outside and thousands and really like, it seemed like thousands. I know that eventually it will be thousands, but there's a motorcycle club, Harley-Davidson veterans, called Rolling Thunder, and they go to Washington every Memorial Day in honor of POWs and MIA, and it was just thrilling to see them and wave at them. And so we honor this weekend as well and include it in the blessing and all those who are struggling and suffering in any way. And we just are so grateful to you, Glenda, and this community and the blessing itself. So all our love.
Oh, you're so welcome. I love being here. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else right now.
We wouldn't either.
Thanks, Mary and Kathleen. Okay, we have a call from area code 321. You are on.
Hi, it's Scott. I just wanted to say thank you so much for Glenda being an example that even when tragedy might strike, everything can still go on, and she's here today. And my blessing I would ask for is that whenever a tragedy touches my life, I can demonstrate equilibrium as well.
Oh, that's beautiful, Scott.
Thank you. And Scott, your life is a miracle. But I could say that for all of us. Just think how close we have all come to loss, trauma, tragedy, pain, any number of strange and harmful events. And yet, by the grace of God, we were just pulled right past them. Our lives really are a miracle. They really are. I want to say more about that when we talk, but let's hear from everybody first.
Okay, next call is from area code 780. You're on.
Hi, Jenny. Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Desmond.
Oh, hi, Desmond.
Yeah, Danny had his baby, and Tiana's sister, Darby, had her baby 6 hours after in the same room.
We were together. Oh, my goodness.
And I got the first picture sent to me. And I had this spiritual experience. I was like, my eyes were emanating white light, and it was like floods of tears, but I wasn't actually physically crying. It was just that my energy was crying, and it was so soft and warm, and it was coming right up from my soul. It was a really neat spiritual experience.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm sure it came straight from heaven.
And
I just love the energy of newborns, because they're literally bringing the presence of God right into the earth.
I haven't met him yet, but he is perfectly healthy, and like their last baby was unhealthy and they had to have an abortion. So this baby is so healthy, and Tiana is just overjoyed. My mom, everyone, my whole family's changed, and Danny has so many changes, like Yesha said, so nothing will be untouched. And I just want to send blessings to them.
Well,
send
them my congratulations, please, and we'll include the babies in our blessing today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now we have a call from area code 413. You're on.
Hi, this is Sarah from California. And
Sarah.
Hi, so good to be with you in this community. And I just want to testify how much I love my life. I am just so happy to be alive, so grateful to be alive. And I just want to share my commitment with my community here that I am committed to every day of my life showing up and doing my work here. And I'm committed to my Creator to doing that. And I just want to say that out to the world. And I want to ask for a special blessing for my friend Dave in San Diego, who's really, really struggling. So I want to ask for a special blessing for him. And I want to ask for a blessing for the gypsy spirits. And I just want to ask for a blessing for them, for the appreciation and also for their enlightenment, their education, and their continued growing towards God.
Well, we certainly will write that down. That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love affirmations of faith like that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, now we have a caller from 856.
This is Eva from...
Hi, Eva.
Yeah. I was so glad to hear your voice, Glenda. It certainly was a shock when I received your email blast, and it was like, oh my goodness, I couldn't almost not believe it, but of course things happen, and I'm glad to hear your voice, and it sounds so alive and energized that that's exciting. So
thank you. Well, I'm very happy at this moment.
Well, good. I'm sure it was not very happy for a while.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. But I also wanted to say thank you for the blessings which I received when I was asking for blessings for the music that I was wanting to write. And we sang my first my song this morning in church, and everybody loved it. It was called Sing to the God of Creation, Sing to Your Father Above, Sing to the God of Creation for His Wonderful Infinite Love, and so forth. And so I'm hoping that more will come. And so continued blessings for the music. And also for healing, we found a new, well, it's not really new, but a healing center, which is right close to our home, which I really didn't know about. I had heard about it a long, long time ago. Someone gave me a flyer, and I thought someday I will check this out, but never did. Found a little flyer among a pile of papers and went there, and this lady really feels like she can bring Charlie back to completely straight spine and do wonderful things. So we have high hopes, and he really is doing well, releasing a lot of old traumas too.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Blessings for the healing. We are both getting treated with her. releasing a lot of old things, which I think a lot of us are here for, to let go of a lot of things from our past and bring in new life to ourselves and to others. So,
oh, yes. Oh, that's wonderful, Eva. Thank you so much for sharing, and congratulations on your song.
Yeah, I have another tune which I did, which the words just weren't coming. I do have some words. It's quite a different style than this one, but hoping that more will come. And
it will.
I feel a little more confident now.
It will come. Just relax into it and let it flow.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. Thank you. So many blessings to you, Glenda.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you, and glad that you did find you were protected, and that nobody came and ran over you like you thought possible, which I'm sure would be.
That was scary.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Thanks, Eva. Okay, we have, I guess, just one more call left. At area code 310. You're on.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, Jenny. Hi, this is Gina from Los Angeles. Hello,
hi, Gina.
Gina, hi.
Hello, my darling.
Hi, oh, morning. Thanks for being on the call. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and I just wanted to say that I'm sending you, from Coco, my little dog, and myself, many, many blessings of healing. Didn't know that you were not feeling well, but I'm hearing that you're sounding a lot better, so I'm happy for that.
I'll write you all about it.
Great. And I just wanted to get on the call for just a little clarity from Christ when we do our blessings. On sort of one subject matter that's kind of hitting me in two areas. My mom has been very distant. She's been pretty sad over just getting older, and I'm asking for some clarity around several relationships. Another one is a key business person in my life that has expressed really a lot of interest in my work, but he's also very hard to navigate. He's in one day and out the other. So I would like some clarity from the blessing on both of these people, and to help me know when we sit back and let someone be in their own time and their own privacy, or the clarity to know when to have faith that they do want to hear from us, but that we're just, we need to kind of give it a little bit of more effort on our own. So the difference to know when to wait, or when to and let God do the work, or whether to keep thinking that that person needs to be pressed. Do you understand?
Sure. And we ask that God will give you revelations on that, Gina.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Jenny, I have a few words that I would, we've got about 5 minutes, about 5 minutes left. And, you know, I've always got lots of words to say. So I wanted to show up on the board. I will not be able to actually stand and offer the blessing today, but we have a team of blessing givers like you've never seen before who are on this call from around the world. So it's probably going to have one big punch. So everybody get ready and just relax and be in your heart. I will be there in prayer. Okay? I will be there in prayer, and I will be there with Yeshua. And I will be there in my heart with you, and the blessing givers will offer the blessing. And it may be this way for as much as 6 weeks longer. I will not actually see the orthopedic surgeon until Wednesday. At that time, I'll have an accurate evaluation of my injury. When the ambulance took me to the ER, I only had general practitioners that were there, and they did the standard practical thing for my injury. But I'll have a better estimate of what I'm looking at after Wednesday, and it was quite a traumatic situation, but I don't want to talk about what I experienced in a bad way. It was really bad. I've never, ever experienced anything like this, being so vulnerable, laying flat and paralyzed in the middle of a busy street, flat, where a truck could have hit me and run me over, with in great pain from having broken an arm. So that's how it all started. That's how it all started. The rest we can sweep under the rug, because it's all going to be washed away by the grace of God and healing and forgiveness. And everyone was so loving to me, and everyone was so caring. And after I got home the next day, I was thinking, you know, why do things like this happen to good people? And then I realized it's all part of God's democracy, that no one is spared the opportunity to experience at least once or twice or a few times in their life what anyone else could experience, because we're one family. And this is how we actually learn compassion. I was able to feel the agony of people who've been in situations where maybe an arm was blown off. The hurt was pretty much that major. And the tears of being lost and vulnerable, and the fear of what will happen next, it was a gift. It was an incredible gift to me of compassion that I could not have gotten the cheap way. I mean, let's face it, people, you can't fake it. When it comes to compassion, you've either been there or you haven't been there. And I feel so much more compassion for those who are suffering, and maybe they're suffering in different ways, but now it's so much more real to me, and I thank God for this treasure of understanding. I learned something else, too. I always wondered why the apostles suffered. And I thought, well, maybe for the same reason, maybe because those around them were suffering, and that was their duty-bound experience toward compassion. But I realized something else. I read once in, I don't remember the exact title, but it had to do with the relationship between early Christianity and shamanism, drawing parallels with the very most ancient earth practices of spirituality, and the way Yeshua would conduct miracles, and the way he would see people suffering not as victims, but as noble people who were worthy, most worthy of elevation. He saw them differently. You know, we see a poor, hurting person, and we say, oh, that poor soul. And we feel so sorry for them. Yeshua didn't approach them that way. He saw them as noble and most worthy, and of all the people on the street, the most worthy to receive a miracle. I always wondered, was that just his great personality, his great character? Well, of course, we know that's true. But I wondered, is there more to it? And when I woke up the second morning after this, I realized the first thing that hit me is I made a sacrifice. That event in the street, I didn't have to trip and fall. I'm an extremely sure-footed person, and I was wearing good shoes, not high heels, well-balanced earth shoes, the kind of shoes you don't trip in. why did I trip and fall? Why did I scream? Why did I catch myself the way I did and twist my arm so that a bone was literally coming out of my elbow? Why? And I thought, I made a sacrifice. Why did I do that? What was that all about? And then thought after thought after thought fell into place. And I thought of the many people who've made sacrifices and what a difference it made. Then that's when I thought about the shaman that was referred to in this book, drawing correlations between that and Christianity. Because so often in ancient spirituality, the shaman would say someone must make a sacrifice. If things were going really, really bad for a tribe, or expansion was not occurring, or prosperity was not occurring, or there was a drought happening, or let's say enemies were advancing on them constantly and they couldn't be held off, the shaman would ask for a volunteer and say, someone must make a sacrifice. And the shaman would explain that there are two things that will repel evil. One is, of course, evil does not want to lose because it can't replenish its power. There's no basic evil in the universe. If we look at the book of Genesis and so many other passages in the Bible, we know that God only created a good universe. All evil came later. It came from malformations, abuses, misunderstandings, conflicts, and so forth. All the negativity that builds up and then begins to be justified. That's how evil accumulates. But it has no resource to go back to and recover its power if it ever loses it. So evil avoids being lost. The other thing, too, is that evil must justify itself. It has to say, well, we have every right to take over this country because our ancestors once lived there. In other words, they built justifications. Well, sacrifices destroy justifications. In other words, it carries it one step too far. And I realized that for reasons I don't know why and for what it was all about, I made a sacrifice. It was a willing sacrifice. And once I realized that, I was joyful. I was thinking, wow, that's what the apostles did. They actually made sacrifices so that others could be spared oppression and could be spared the torture and the deep punishment that they were going through. They actually endured willing sacrifice. And then I thought about how much we do this. In fact, that's what fasting is all about. Before we pray, we fast. In other words, we make a minor sacrifice of personal indulgence. We just don't eat. We let go of something. Or, let's say for Lent, we give up things. And in the giving up of luxuries or indulgences, we make ourselves a willing sacrifice to be in a more powerful state of grace with God. I have seen people who really bear their oppressions and their handicaps and their losses of limbs and their psoriasis or their other disfiguring conditions that cause them to be somewhat marginal socially, but they bear them with dignity. And they do not consider themselves lesser than they are. And those who really have the privilege in knowing them often consider them to be the noblest of people. And I understood why. So my comment to you today is, let's don't judge anything, even the things that happen to ourselves. Let's hold back our judgment. Sometimes we really don't know why something has happened. We really don't know what adjustment God is making in this grand configuration of the universe. And sometimes sacrifices are necessary. Sometimes we just have to be part of the democratic process of, well, it has to include me too. And I'm willing to be part of it. And from that, I will gain a greater state of compassion and understanding, and I will be stronger and more joyful, and I will lift my voice to the Lord. So with that thought in mind and all the other things, I just want to thank all of you who supported me in this, who offered me your prayers, your compassion, your sympathy, your understanding, your contributions, and all of our blessing givers that are here. And I want to thank all of those who come with faith to receive, knowing that in your faith you will be made whole. And we never know exactly how God will heal us. God may take away the infirmity completely, or God may use our infirmity to make a healer out of us. Or God may take our infirmity and use it to make us a wise man and woman. Or God may take our infirmity and use it to teach us and reveal to us the secrets of the universe. What God does with our infirmity or our need or our loneliness, we may feel lonely and we pray for companionship, but God may heal our loneliness and give us the power of silence, that in silence we may hear the songs of the stars. So what I want to say to you is, don't even judge yourself. Don't judge your problem. And by all means, do not judge God. Let us come in faith. Let us come in surrender. Let us come in the fullness of all that we are to simply receive the love of Christ, the energy, the healing energy of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of God, whose plan is perfect at all times for all of us, in all ways, for all reasons. And so I would like to invite everyone to the blessing. I will say my prayer to Yeshua, and then Jenny will invite the blessing givers into their beginning, and she will call it an end to it when they're done and send you into silent reception. So I will say my farewell to you right now as I offer my invocation to Yeshua, because I'm going to be receiving a blessing today, which will be wonderful for me. Dear Yeshua, my beloved friend, Lord of life, Son of God, the one who came to teach us that in all things there is a miracle. On those days when life is blissful, we feel the miracle of joy. On those days when life hurts, we can feel the miracle of life moving through us to perform its duties in a different way for different reasons, knowing that we have the strength to bear it, knowing that we have the strength to accept it and find on the other side a light at the end of the tunnel that will brighten our heart and our lives and the lives of others. And you have shown us exactly how to do that. For when you walked on the earth, you held the children, you laughed with them, you played with them, you were a host at a wedding, you spoke with your friends in great joy and hope, and then you suffered as no one has ever suffered. You died, and you rose from the dead, as if you had never left. And since then, you have never left us. For all of that miraculous demonstration of life, we are humbled. We are humbled in our gratitude, in our praise, in our joy, and our hope of forever learning from you more and more each day as life unfolds its beauty and its miracles to us. Amen. So, Jenny, you take over now.
Okay. Thank you. That was lovely. So for those who wish to receive the blessing, I'm not sure if you talked about this, Glenda. Just be seated, have your feet on the floor. And those who wish to give and offer a blessing, please stand now and join us in that. The blessing is now complete. We ask that you now rest for at least 7 minutes. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for being here.